Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 43, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about doing the math. This episode is proudly sponsored by SheWear, and I will talk about them a bit later on. So, doing the math. What do I mean by doing the math? So, what I mean by doing the math is really working out your numbers. So often in our brain, we'll go, I can't afford that. I don't have enough time to do that. And this kind of concept of like doing the math, it really works well with those two, the money and the time, because they're really a numbers game. So we want to be able to actually know what the numbers are, because so often we're thinking, that's too expensive. I'm never going to be able to afford that. I don't have enough time. And when I ask people, especially clients, I could be like, okay, so how much time will this task take you? And they'll be like, oh, half an hour? And I'm like, oh yeah, cool. So do you have half an hour spare? And they're like, yeah, actually I do. And it seems really simple. But if you keep telling yourself, I don't have the time, that's going to take too long, but you don't actually know how long it's going to be, then it can really get in the way of you really like simply achieving your goals and doing what you would like to do. So one of the things I've been doing this with one of my clients, I usually have a theme of the client calls, and she's getting really, really good at this. One of my girls is like, I can't do this. It's too expensive. I can't do that. I don't have enough time. And now when she brings something to our call, she's like, okay, I've done the math. Don't tell me to do the math. And, you know, she had this trip that she wanted to go on. And it's too expensive. I really want to go. I'm like, cool, we'll do the math. And she did the math and she sent me a message saying that she's booked the trip. And I'm like, awesome. When we do the math for things, it brings everything into perspective. Our mind will always make everything bigger. And because we can't see it, our mind can make it as big as we want. This is why doing a calendar and stuff like that is really useful as well, because then you can see time when you calendar, especially if you have an ADHD brain. It allows you to really see time because you can see it physically in front of you in your calendar. But if you look at, say, a course that you want to do, and it's one night a week, or it's self-paced, and you think, I don't have time for that. But if you think about it, you know, the course, generally they tell you how many hours the course will take. And, you know, if a course is 300 hours, that's 1 hour a day, roughly. And then if you take out weekends, that's pretty much it. So there's 356 days in a year, you've got your 300 hours. You know, or you can divide that up week by week and do 7 hours on a Saturday, and it can take you all year. Actually doing the math and being like, huh, that's actually achievable. And the same with the finance thing, especially if you're an apprentice, or if you're looking at doing an apprenticeship, that can be really scary because generally it is a drop in money. But is it too much of a drop? Can you still meet all your expenses and you might not be able to do extra things for your first year? Or, you know, you'll have to, you know, if you work every Saturday, or if you work 10 hours instead of 8 hours and you do that overtime, will you be able to make the same amount of money but be working towards your goal? One of the best kind of math things that is kind of mainstream, without better words of saying, is, you know, a 4-year apprenticeship, you know, you might finish at, say if you're 30, a 4-year apprenticeship, you'll be finished at when you're 34, right? But when you're 34, you're going to be 34 anyway. So it's just that, okay, time's going to go by anyway. What am I going to do with it? Where can I logically fit these things in? I've got one client, she's been working double shifts because someone's sick. And I'm like, cool, so you've actually made 8 hours a day. What are you going to do with those 8 hours when you get it back? And she's like, oh my God, I did. Like, what am I going to do with 8 hours? And I'm like, let's fill it up purposefully. Let's do the math. You want to go to the gym? How long is that going to take? Right, let's fill your 8 hours with things that you want. And that's even another thing about doing the math, is what do you want to spend your money on? And consciously doing that. Another one of my clients as well is changing, like she's going on to a roster, so her pay isn't going to be regular because some of the days will overlap and some of her time off, or, you know, it'll be most of her pay week, that kind of thing. So she was like, oh my God, I don't think I'm going to be able to afford anything. And I'm like, okay, how much money do you need? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, let's work out how much money you need, and then we go from there. So this is a very simple concept, and it's so, like, it's one of the most life-changing things. It's literally like, okay, if you're telling yourself, I don't have enough time, make sure you know how much time the thing is going to take you before you keep telling yourself, I don't have enough time. If you think something's too expensive, make sure you know how expensive it is, or cheap, before you keep telling yourself it's too expensive, it's too expensive. Let's use travel for an example as well. So there's a lot of women in trade events happening, like, all over the world, whatever. There's conferences, everything's popping up. And yeah, you know, price can add up with these things. But telling yourself it's too expensive, I can't go, without knowing the numbers, isn't very useful, because you're limiting yourself from going to an amazing experience with a number that you've made up in your head, which actually has no factual connection, because, you know, you haven't done your numbers. Some conferences are more expensive than others. Some have sponsorships. Some you can get scholarships. Some, you know, if you pitch it to your work, sometimes they pay for it. So there's these kind of things where, you know, okay, you know, if I fly out super bloody early in the morning, the flight is going to be half the price. And if I post in a Facebook group, I might be able to share accommodation with someone. Yeah. Or, you know, I can stay in a hostel and it's going to be, you know, reasonably cheap and I can afford to go to this amazing event. Do your numbers before you talk yourself out of doing amazing things. Because, yeah, you know, you might have to share a room with four random strangers, but you get to meet amazing people. And that, honestly, I don't say that lightly, because I have done that. When I first started really getting into networking, before I was, you know, doing things like coaching full time, I stayed in the hostels to go to amazing events and meet amazing people. And now, from doing those things where I stayed in the hostel to be within my budget, I met awesome people that I now, you know, go and, you know, we share rooms, or we will organize our flights at the same time. So then when we catch our taxi or our Uber to the hotel from the airport, like, we share that between us. There's so many different ways. And yes, it might be a bit shitty, it might be a bit annoying to catch the earliest flight, but if it means you're going to an event that you really, really, really want to go to, you know, I'm using networking, but car show, sporting event, whatever you want to do, do that math. You know, maybe if you plan a year out, you can get cheaper flights and cheaper accommodation that you can afford on your budget. But don't say it's too expensive before you know how expensive it is. And look at all your different options. Do the math. Do the math. How long is it going to take you to do that course? Do the math. How much money do you need to fulfill all your, you know, minimum requirements if you are thinking of taking something that's lower income, such as an apprenticeship? Don't write it off as impossible until you do the math. All right, I'm going to harp on, like, I'm just repeating myself over and over again, but do the math, guys. Please do the math. Like, I try and do it for myself as much as I can. And it's one thing I check my clients on a lot. You know, we don't want to be telling ourselves stories that aren't actually useful, because they're not based on any fact. Do your math. All right. This episode is proudly supported by SheWear. So SheWear is a safety work boots company. They have been designed for women, by women, to fit and look good on women. And also our non-binary humans too. If you have the feminine foot, which is generally a skinnier ankle, these boots will fit amazing. I personally wear them. They do have different styles that are for narrower foots and for wider feet, and they are amazing. I have a code that you can use, which is Louise A, that you can put in on checkout for, I believe, for free delivery. So please just have a look on their site as well. They also have a collection of different workwear all in one spot. So if you want to try a few different brands but don't want to pay shipping on, you know, from every different shop, go to SheWear and have a look there. They are amazing. If you check out my social media, you'll see that generally I'm always wearing a SheWear shoe, whether it is to work out, to work, you know, when I do my keynote speaking and stuff like that, I'm usually wearing my dress boots that I got from them. I've got gum boots from them. Like, yes, please just wear their shoes. I even have a pair of their slides, so they're awesome too. Now I'm harping on. But anyway, if you would like any help or support, please reach out to me. If you think if you're wanting one-on-one coaching, you can contact me through my website, louiseasaparty.com, or you can reach out to me on social media. My Instagram is louiseasapartycoaching. I also have a Facebook community called Tradeswomen Owning Their Power. So please, if you were looking for a community, please reach out and join that group. And if no one has told you today, you are enough. You're doing amazing things. And I believe in you. Have an amazing day.